USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says in his words, a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the U.S. by early next year. He made the prediction during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. Protests over the death of George Floyd continuing last night in many U.S. cities despite curfews. Many people were out past curfew in New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and Denver. But there were fewer incidents of violence and criminal activity than had been seen on previous nights. In Maryland's capital of Annapolis, the police chief from nearby Howard County and several officers joined a march calling for an end to police brutality.
These types of incidents embarrass our profession, and we want to show them that we support them in their legal ability to be out and to protest.
This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.